B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is a disturbing story. A 42-year-old Orlando woman is facing murder charges after authorities say she zipped her boyfriend in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Deputies responded Monday. Oh, he's dead.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Deputies responded Monday after Sarah Boone reported Jorge Torres was dead. She told police she put him in the suitcase during a game of hide and seek.
Oh, my God. And left him?
Boone said they were drinking alcohol and she passed out in her bed while he was still in the suitcase.
Oh, no.
But deputies searched her phone and found videos showing Torres yelling he couldn't breathe from inside the suitcase.
Oh,
and Boone could be heard laughing, saying, "That's what I feel like when you cheat on me," and yelling obscenities at him. Listen, there are a lot of bad ways to go. That's horrific. Imagine that, being zipped inside a suitcase.
I think what would be worse would be a shaving kit.
Oh, my God. So she's facing second-degree murder charges.
Jeez. I'm just wondering how she overpowered him enough to
zip him in a suitcase.
She may have tricked him.
Yeah.
She may have tricked him. Let's see if you can fit in this, you know, just joking around. He didn't know that she knew that she cheated on her and so on. It could be something like that.
How much dead boyfriend can you bring on a flight?
100 pounds.
Okay.
And that's it. A woman who was unconscious as her car sank into a Boca Raton canal on Sunday morning is alive today thanks to the quick action of a man who saw the scene unfold and sprung into action. And there's video of this. I saw it.
Yes, yes.
Not long after 11 a.m., Sean Turner said that he was driving his truck when his 14-year-old son pointed out the window and said, "Dad, there's a car floating out there." Turner said he looked over and saw a white Kia Soul submerged in a canal with a passenger sitting in the front seat. Near the edge of the canal were several onlookers. Many were taking pictures and video with their cell phones. Turner said he quickly drove up to the curb and down to the canal's edge. He stripped off his pants, dove into the water, swam straight over to the SUV. And he said somebody had to act because cars don't float long. Turner's son shot video of his dad in the water as he approached the car's windows. In the video, Turner yells, "She's out cold," to people who were watching. After opening the car window, Turner dives headfirst into the passenger seat of the car, attempts to get the woman out. Moments later, the car starts to sharply tilt forward and sink into what Turner estimates was a 10-foot deep canal. Plenty deep enough.
Now, by that time, a couple of people had joined in, right?
Two other people did. The tenor of the voices near the canal's edge abruptly shift. Turner's son is shouting the video, saying, "Dad, get out. Dad, get out." All around him, a squall of bystanders yell, "Get out, get out." Moments later, Turner appears on the other side of the car with a woman in his arms. Another bystander who jumped in the water held the woman, according to Turner, as he unbuckled her seatbelt. He said it was intense. With help of the other bystanders, he was able to get the woman safely to the banks of the canal. He said her car became submerged. I mean, like seconds later,
yes.
It started to go all the way under as they were pulling her out.
Whoa.
And it only takes a moment for you to drown, really.
What amazed me is that there are people just sort of filming it from the side before they arrived.
Turner identified the woman he saved as Molly Pedrone. A friend had said that she has epileptic seizures. She's had them for years, and Sunday's seizure came on suddenly. Turner said that he's been praised by many since Sunday and even stopped on the street in Boca Raton where he was born and raised. So this dude is a hero.
Wow.
Fast food workers really put up with some crazy stuff, and reports say that on Friday, a 44-year-old suspect approached the counter at a McDonald's in Midtown, Tennessee, and asked for a cup of water. The cashier reportedly told the man that the cup normally would cost 32 cents, but since the system was down, she offered the cup for free. The suspect apparently got upset and then tried to give the cashier a $100 bill. She turned it down, so he started punching her in the face.
She's trying to give him a free cup of water.
Yes.
He wants to pay $100 for it.
She passed, and he punched her in the face.
Wow. Not no good deed goes unpunished.
Police eventually arrested the man and charged him with two counts of assault and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Oh, okay, I see.
A topless 23-year-old woman was driving on US 1 while participating in sex acts with her boyfriend before getting into a car accident. Deputies went to the area after the crash. They reported a 24-year-old man was standing by a 2010 Toyota with its door open. The 23-year-old woman was slapping and hitting the man, who deputies told to step away. The man reportedly refused and was taken to the ground. The woman told investigators she had been driving and was involved in sexual activity with her boyfriend at the same time.
At 100 miles an hour?
No, I didn't say anything about 100 miles an hour. She said her boyfriend made a statement that she did not like, and they started quarreling. And she said that's when she lost control of the vehicle. She said that it was her boyfriend's birthday, and she, quote, wanted to look sexy, so she took her shirt off.
Yeah.
All while this was happening. A witness said who was driving south at the time when the car sped by and lost control, he thought that the vehicle had overturned. He said a man and a woman ran from the vehicle, and they ended up in some bushes. He said the woman was on the ground sans shirt.
Happy birthday.
Deputies arrested the woman on a battery charge with the boyfriend jailed on a resisting arrest without violence charge. And then we'll do one more story and wrap it up. Remember this next time you go swimming. A woman in Texas made a bizarre catch while pier fishing in Port Isabel. Fortunately, she didn't touch this creature, as doing so could have left her in pain for hours. Alyssa Ramirez says she initially thought a piece of seaweed had become entangled on her line. Then she said she saw it start squirming and realized that it was a living creature. She said, my mom and I looked at each other like, what is that? And I laughed because it was definitely not a fish. It turns out it wasn't a fish, but a potentially dangerous marine worm. This is a scary looking thing.
It's like a science fiction looking creature.
It looks like it's from another planet.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, she said I didn't touch it because it let go of my bait. It turned out it was what's called a bearded fireworm.
That's not good.
Yeah. By the way it moved and the red colors it had, I knew not to touch it. I placed it on the rail of the pier where it let go, and I took video and pictures of it. It wiggled around for a few minutes, and then it fell back into the water by itself.
It's scary there's crap like that in the water.
I know. According to USA Today, they identified the creature as a bearded fireworm, and these animals are capable of injecting a powerful neurotoxin from its bristles, and it can cause a burning pain that can reportedly last for hours. I've never seen anything
like
that.
And the bristles sort of undulate.
It's scary looking.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Wichita Falls police arrested a woman for 5 warrants, including allegedly giving officers a fictitious name during a traffic stop. Now, the twist is the fake name that the suspect also had an arrest warrant out as well.
So she picks the one name that also has an arrest warrant out on it.
And that's the one that got her busted. She had 5 warrants under her regular name, and she gave this fake name, and that name had a warrant under it, and that's why she was arrested. Officers observed a vehicle, failed to use a turn signal. After it was stopped, both the driver and the passenger were detained. After the officers observed something fly out of the passenger's window, the passenger, Sharika Strawn, told officers her name was Porchula Strawn, and records revealed that Porchula Sean had an outstanding warrant for her arrest. While the woman was being transported to jail, she told officers her real name was Sharika Strawn, and that's when they found out she had 5 warrants out for her arrest under that name.
Can I try another name?
Yeah.
One more, please.
Yeah, do you have that wheel of names?
Mm-hmm. A San Antonio police officer who was fired for providing a feces sandwich to a homeless man in May, we had that story a while back, was involved in a second feces prank, according to police records released this week. Matthew Luckhurst was given a second indefinite suspension for defecating in a women's bathroom stall at the San Antonio Police Department's bike patrol office and then spreading a brown substance with the consistency of tapioca on the toilet seat.
Now, I like tapioca.
Giving the appearance that there was feces on the seat.
What's with this guy?
What is with this guy?
And his feces thing.
Officer Steve Albert was also involved in the prank. He was originally given an indefinite suspension, but the chief reduced it to 30 days without pay. Now, Luckhurst, a five-year SAPD veteran who had been assigned to the department's bike patrol unit, was originally given an indefinite suspension in October after he provided the feces sandwich to a homeless man earlier in the year.
Ah, hell, I got a feces thing.
Luckhurst boasted of the incident to other officers who reported it to the department's Internal Affairs Division, prompting an investigation.
And we have a feces issue.
He said this has taught me to stop acting childish and making stupid, baseless jokes.
By the way, if you feed someone crap, you can make them deathly ill.
Very much so. He said, I need to stop the pranks and juvenile jokes to get a rise or reaction from fellow officers and friends.
I only wish my schedule had enough time in it to smear feces all over the place.
Luckhurst is appealing both suspensions, by the way. This is unfortunate that this happened. A first-year head coach of a Florida high school baseball team has been fired from his role.
Pieces?
After video surfaced showing him giving a profanity-filled motivation speech after they won their first state championship in almost 30 decades. It's not really a motivation speech. It was a way-to-go speech.
Right, but he just laced it with bad language.
With F-bombs. Yeah. And so here's the way it played out. In June 2019, the Seminole High School athletes took home the trophy for the first time since 1992. But the principal, Jordan Rodriguez, removed Coach Kenny Brown earlier this month after the district became aware of cell phone footage showing him swear 7 times. He said the whole effing state. He's in the bus on the way back from the game. He said, "We got this mother effer right here. No one else has it. It's effing ours," meaning the trophy.
Yeah.
"You guys showed up. You effing played the game. You played it right. You never effing panicked." Okay, during the emotional speech, it was only 25 seconds. It contained 42 words. Brown also got in trouble for his reference to their star pitcher having, he said, type 1 effing diabetes. He was showing how hard the kid played.
Right.
So Brown had learned.
How old are these kids, Preston?
They're high schools. They're high school kids. It's really no big deal. So
yeah.
The point is, I could see a slight disciplinary action, but firing?
No. He was enthusiastic.
Yeah. So a district spokesperson said
maybe he could have tamped that down a bit, but he was swept up in the moment.
By the way, he had learned the video existed and reported his mistake to the school. He told them about it himself.
He even offered them some feces sandwiches.
He was fired as head coach because of past precedent. So the superintendent said, you know, released a statement that said they were appalled by the abundance of profanity used and so on.
Remember, we cursed throughout our Pioneers of Broadcasting Award ceremony.
Of course. But anyhow, he said, "Additionally, I'm also concerned that you announced the personal health information of one of your baseball players that was on the bus as well." So anyway, Brown was suspended for 5 days without pay in his teacher role. The former coach apologized for his actions, but said it was not representative of him entirely. He said, "I'm sorry for the pain that's been infected upon so many people because of my language. They just assume that 25 seconds of this video define everything about me as a man, as a coach, as a leader, and it doesn't." The parents and children on the team agree.
Came to his defense?
Yeah, they signed a petition going, and by Tuesday it had 13,647 signatures.
How big is that school?
Of the 15,000 needed. It's more than just people who go to school there. So
can he coach the chess team?
You know what? Maybe you should consider that. All right, another story. A baboon scheduled to have a vasectomy made an escape with his two lady friends near a hospital in Sydney, Australia. Footage captured by stunned pedestrians show
Ginger and Stephanie, we've got to make a break.
They're
about to disconnect my junk.
The trio of primates running loose in a parking lot at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
Don't tell me they don't have a higher intellect. When he knows he's going to get the snip,
yeah,
he grabs his two.
Yeah.
I forgot to grab my bitches and go. Right?
I've got to grab my bitches and go. The baboons have
reach, as they say,
had run off of the medical research facility towards a parked ambulance. The health minister.
It's okay, I can drive.
The health minister, Brad Hazard, said the male baboon was due to have a vasectomy in the hospital and he was being accompanied by his two wives to keep him comfortable. Mr. Hazard said tomorrow after the operation, he and the two wives will return to the colony where he can stay forever with them, but he will no longer be having babies. They managed to capture them.
Could still get it on, though, right?
Yeah. Obviously, it's just a vasectomy.
Yeah.
One woman said her daughter, who works at the hospital, had watched the whole incident unfold. Local police and wildlife handlers were dispatched to the scene to capture the primates. Police confirmed that the situation has been under control and that they have contained the baboons. But they nearly made it.
It's pretty crazy.
And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.